All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Mia. I tried to change the Rempy version because they now have a feature in some games, as you saw with Lust Theory, that allows me to get rid of the black boxes. Unfortunately, I tried replacing it with Rempy versions from other games, even Lust Theory's Rempy, because it's just the Rempy version. It's not necessarily anything that would alter the game. But for some odd reason, the game won't start with the current version of Rempy, or the latest version. So, unfortunately, we are stuck with these black text boxes, and there's nothing I can do about it. Like, I'm on settings, and it doesn't even have the option on the newest version of Rempy, or the older version of Rempy. But dialogue would be right there. There'd actually be two options there. And neither of them are here, so we're stuck with it. So, how long do you think those two will be in there? A while, I imagine. Still can't believe she showed up here to begin with. Yeah, me neither. This drama with Sebastian must have put things into perspective for her. Maybe. Hello? Hi, what can I get you? I'm not sure. What do you recommend? Well, we have lots of stuff. Got some really great craft beer that I personally love. And there's also a new cocktail that we just started selling.
As Mia rambles on, Stephanie feels a strange familiarity to her, yet something that she isn't able to quite pinpoint. That is, until Mia triggers it for her.
Also, you can't go wrong with a sex on the beach, in my opinion. Oh my god! Huh? Something wrong? No. I just...
She sees you, and her surprise doubles in an instant.
Holy shit! Excuse me, I'm not really getting what's happening here. It's you! And you! Sorry, do we know you? No, you don't, but I know you.
Completely confused by what's happening, both you and Mia look to each other in total befuddlement.
You understanding any of this, Grimm? Because I'm completely lost right now. Just as lost as you are. I mean, how would neither of us know you, but somehow you know...
The realization finally dawns, and you feel sweat instantly start forming under your arms.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. I just couldn't help it. As a matter of fact, just forget I was ever here, okay? No wonder Pete's coming here all the time. Pete? Huh? Huh? Pete, that's the name you just said, isn't it? Fuck. You know Pete? Well, it's a simple question. Okay, fine. Yes, I know Pete. He's my brother. Pete's your brother? Oh, wow. Mia. What?
Giving her a moment for it to sink in, Mia's mouth falls open as her eyes practically burst from her skull.
Well, holy shit! I take it you weren't aware of how intimately he knew you. How do you even know this? A few months ago, I was on his computer, and I found them. You mean the videos? Yes. Other things, too. What other things? I shouldn't do this. It's not for me to divulge. Well, he sure as hell didn't, so you're definitely gonna do it. What other things? Like wallpapers and stuff. Compilation videos. Things that looked like he made. Holy fuck! He's clearly a big fan, which clears up a lot of things for me. He kept coming here even though he doesn't drink. Like, even a few nights ago, he didn't come home until the early hours of the morning. I don't know, it was just weird to me. A few nights ago? When exactly? It was probably 3 days ago, I think. 3 days? The bar wasn't even open that night. That's when we had the wrestling show. Yeah, but he didn't go to it. At least that's what he told us. Yeah, that's kind of strange. Well, I don't know about any of that, but if there's one thing I do know, it's this. He's definitely your guy's biggest fan. Biggest fan?
The words ringing through your head. You feel an icy chill go down your spine. Not exactly sure why, but they clearly held some kind of subconscious significance. And a bad one, too.
Mia, what is it? The letters... I think he's the one who sent them.
Your blood turning cold, a wave of thoughts suddenly flips through your mind like a book. unpleasant thoughts. Thoughts that very quickly start scaring you.
Letters? What letters? When you said he's our biggest fan, that included me, right? Oh, yeah. A lot of those wallpapers were weirdly romantic ones between the two of you. Which I thought was strange because, no offense, but, like, it's just porn. No, it isn't just porn. Not to him. It's a love story. Our love story. He actually deeply invested in it. Oh God, Grim! The accident during the show. The light that almost hit Sadie. You don't think. I've got no clue what the two of you are. I've got no clue what the two of you are on about, but... Where is Pete anyway? I'm positive he was coming here. He was here, but he left a few minutes ago. Went to give back a phone to Vivian. He was pretty desperate to do it, too. I mean, why did it matter so much to him? Why did he...
Suddenly it reveals itself to you. The final piece of the puzzle, neatly slotted into its correct place. The picture now clear before your eyes.
We get it. Sadie! He's going after Sadie, Mia!
The very same picture becomes clear to her now. Mia's hand instinctually covers her mouth in shock and terror combined.
Oh, God! I have to go! What? Where? Where do you think? Call the police. Tell them to go to Vivian's. Well, what do I say? Anything. Just get them there.
Immense panic enveloping. Your legs buckle beneath you. Yet you push through it, running as fast towards Vivian's as you possibly can. Nothing's gonna slow you down. With what's at stake, you won't let it.
Ugh. God, I hate reading. Still, I promised myself to finish this book, and that's what I'm gonna do. Just hoping I don't fall asleep again while trying.
Suddenly, she hears a thud.
Viv, is that you? Viv? Huh? Maybe I'm just hearing things.
Turning her attention back to the book, Sadie continues reading. However, the door to her room opens.
Vivian?
Accompanied by an eerie creak.
Viv, this isn't funny, okay? I'm not into these weird Huh? Pete? What are you doing here?
Drifting down, she sees it. The reason for Pete being here, as stark as the glint of the blade,
clutched
in his hand, along with the seething hatred in his eyes. Meanwhile...
Grace! What is it, Mia? Can't you see they're in danger? What? Who is? Viv and Sadie? And Grim, too! Whoa, slow down and back up a little. Okay... What's going on? It's Pete. I think he's gone to Vivian's. To hurt them. What? Why would he want to go do something like that?
Even as worked up as she is, Mia knows she can't possibly tell her.
I don't know. He's crazy, Grace. I don't have any idea what the fuck is happening here, but if that's true, we need to call the police, Mia. I did, but what if they're too late? What if he gets to him first? Sadie? Vivian? Is anyone here? Why was the front door unlocked? Does she normally leave it like that?
Scanning the dimly lit house, there's nothing. No one.
Something's wrong. I can feel it.
Then, as you take a quiet step forward, you see something. A foot. Vivian's foot.
Vivian!
Rushing over, you see her body. Lying on the floor, completely still.
Viv! Vivian, are you...
Fear almost overwhelming, you check her pulse with shaky hands, praying to God she's alive.
She's breathing.
As some relief begins soothing you, a muffled shriek interrupts you. Coming directly from the other side of Vivian's bedroom door...
Sadie!
Bouncing up, you dash towards the sound, bursting through the door like a wild boar.
All right, bursting through the door like a wild boar.
Only to be confronted with what you were frightened of the most. This wolf in sheep's clothing standing over Sadie's limp body. Her fate precariously dangling in his knife-wielding hand. The only comfort is seeing that very blade still isn't painted red with blood.
Yet. Please, Pete! I'm begging you, don't! Dude, don't even let him know. Just press towards him and... Seriously. I mean, you have a 50-50 chance that he turns around and stabs you, but he might not if you tackle him. You shouldn't be here, Grim. You... shouldn't have to see this as much as it needs to happen. I don't want that for you. It doesn't need to happen, Pete. It doesn't. Just please put the knife down, okay? We can talk about this. No, the time for talk is already past. There's no going back now. You can still walk away from this before you do something you'll regret. Something truly unforgivable. Already crossed that bridge, Grim. What's one more person in the grand scheme of things? Also, not just any person, but the main one. The one responsible for all of this to begin with. One more person? What are you... Pete, what have you done? A favor, Grim. I did you and me an enormous one. I mean, I could hardly let that cockroach of a man ruin everything, right? No. Out of the question. If I had, I'd never forgive myself.
It takes barely a moment before it registers. The puzzle that you believed to be complete just earlier.
Sebastian. Yes, him. You're very welcome, Grim. Why? What does he have to do with any of this? Really? Are you so quick to forget what he discovered? The threat he made against you? How do you know about that? I was there when it happened. Heard the spew that poured from his revolting mouth. Every single word of it. Where is he, Pete? What did you do to him? I'd best keep that between him and me. No, Pete, he has a wife and daughter. They need answers. Fuck 'em! What do I care about those people? Nothing! The only ones that matter to me are you and Mia.
Realizing he's losing his cool, Pete takes a deep breath to compose himself.
Besides, the less you know, the better. I don't want that on your conscience. Just as I don't want what's about to happen on it either. Excuse me, we're gonna try that whole thing again. I don't want that on your conscience. Just as I don't want what's now about to happen on it either. Hold on, this could be serious. I want to save. Not gonna let you just brush it off like that. Tell me what you did to him. No. Listen to me, Pete. If you don't tell me right now, I promise you, as God is my witness, I'll never be with Mia. What? You heard me. Even if it's only to spite you, I'll make sure it never happens. You wouldn't. Try me. No, don't say that. Don't even speak the words. Then tell me, Pete.
Enraged by the possibility of you and Mia not being together, backed into a corner, Pete finally relents.
Fine. If not knowing means you'll do that, then suppose I'm left with no other choice, huh? Ah! Shit, my fucking eardrum! I hate guns. What? You know, my dad shot my mother with a gun, just like this. Shot her dead. In our family kitchen. The very place the four of us shared countless meals together. It must have been very traumatic. It was. Barely been a year, too. And now, well, it's just the two of us. Not that it'll make a difference. I am what I am to her. Just her idiot loser brother. The hell is this psycho talking about? No matter. Grim and me are my main focus right now. They're the ones who truly need me. Gotta get that gun away from him. It's the only chance I have. Just gotta find an opening. Which is why I can't let you walk away. Even if it means having to use this thing.
There it is. The opening Sebastian had desperately needed. Not letting it go to waste, he jumps on it.
Ah! Hey!
Ah! Stumbling back, Sebastian goes for the gun, attempting to take it out of Pete's hand while he's still dazed from the punch.
Give it to me! Let go!
As the two men struggle for control of the weapon, they fall against the railing, both almost going overboard.
You're dead, you son of a bitch! I swear I'll kill you!
His adrenaline spiking to an almost superhuman level, Pete musters up all his strength. And with a fierce shove, throws Sebastian over the railing.
Oh, shit. Whoa! Fine. This is fine. Even better this way. Now I don't have to shoot you. You can drown like a rat. Or you can swim over to that little island and wait it out until the heat and thirst take you. You're going to hell for this, you psycho. Get back here.
His goal in, perhaps, the most ideal way he could. Seconds later, the boat sails off, further and further away, leaving Sebastian stuck in the middle of nowhere, with not a soul in sight, nor any hope of survival.
There, you happy? I told you exactly how it went down. So he might still be alive? Possible, but even if he is, by now, barely.
Turning his head back to Sadie, Pete then grips the handle of his knife even tighter, his knuckles turning white as he prepares for what's to come next.
Now, if I were you, I'd leave. You don't want to see this next part. No, I can't let him hurt her.
With Pete's gaze still fixed to Sadie behind him, you take the gentlest of steps forward.
Just take it slow, Grim. One step at a time. Do that, and maybe you can get close enough to stop. Take another step forward, and I'll bury this knife in her skull right in front of you. No, believe me, you do not want to see that. Pete, enough! No more talk! I've no doubt the police are on their way here as we speak. Yet even so, I'll do you the courtesy of giving you 5 seconds to leave. Listen, you're not thinking straight. This is... it's insane, Pete! 4. Pete, I'm begging you. Just stop. We can talk this out.
Instinctively, you take another step forward, anticipating what he's now only seconds away from doing.
You're going in the opposite direction, Grim. At this rate, you won't have enough time to miss this. 3. I'm not going anywhere, do you hear me? If you do anything to her, I'm gonna fucking kill you. 2. No! No, 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 no!
As tightly wound up as he is, Pete impulsively spins around to Sadie, ready to thrust the blade into her. However, the second he does, he realizes the mistake he made. A mistake you waste no time in taking advantage of.
Yep, there we go! Get off me! You'll have to kill me first! Fine, if that's what I have to do, then so be it!
Pressing his foot against the drawer, Pete pushes off it, sending the two of you falling backwards to the floor.
Fuck!
The knife flies even further back, into the center of the room.
You're making a mistake! She isn't worth it! She's worth 1,000,000 of you, piece of shit! No, 1,000,000,000!
With you holding onto his leg for dear life, Pete, through sheer will, manages to crawl closer to the knife.
I don't want to hurt you, but if you leave me no other choice, I will. At the end of the day, if it's between you and Mia, I choose Mia every time.
Dragging himself that much closer, he finally comes in reach.
No! Ah!
The cold, sharp steel buried in your stomach, you gasp out in shock. Too close to see it inside yourself and hardly able to so much as feel it, you still know what's happened.
Sorry. Saying this, Pete does it again. Ugh! This isn't how I wanted it to be. You made me do it. Oh man, he's about to learn a lesson. She's gonna throw the book at him. If you just trusted me, we both could have been... Fuck you!
With all her force, Vivian nails Pete across the head as though she's a baseballer, hitting a home run. Knocking him unconscious before his cranium even hits the floor.
Grim! Oh my fucking god! Just stay with me, okay? You're gonna be okay. Everything's gonna be just fine, you hear me?
Feeling your hands go cold, you begin drifting off as your eyes struggle to stay open.
Keep them open, Grim! Fight the urge to close your eyes! Only a little more, and someone will be here to help. Viv, shh, don't talk. Save your energy, okay? Come closer. What is it? What? Sebastian, is that what you're trying to say?
Expending what little breath you have remaining, you manage to mutter the few words you needed to. Finally, your eyelids drift lower. Even lower still. Until the light is no more and only darkness remains.
Game over.
With only a faint sound of police sirens to be heard in the distance. Until that's gone as well.
Ugh. Where? Where am I?
Your blurred vision slowly sharpening. You soon realize exactly where you are. A hospital. Yet, the circumstances of how you arrived here are foggy, to say the least.
Well, well, well. Look what we have here. You're finally awake. Hey, Viv.
She looks looks at you strangely as if not knowing her own name.
Oh, right. Yes, we should probably talk about that, shouldn't we?
As she approaching the side of your bed, you take the opportunity to sit up.
Well, I like her in that outfit a lot more, don't you guys? Why are you wearing that? Well, I have to. After all, my job requires I wear this attire. Your job? There's something I need to tell you, Grim. What? The truth is...
As she struggles to find the right words, your mind quickly starts clearing up. Memories that feel both old and new at the same time, crystallizing in an instant.
Sadie! Where is she, Viv? She's okay, right? That's the thing. You see these memories you're experiencing, ones that you're feeling? They're not real. Huh? You gotta be kidding me. The whole thing is... It's bull? It's the Matrix? What the hell are you talking about? For 2 months you were... How do I put this? Your brain has been operating within a simulation of sorts. I know it's a lot to take in, but... Bullshit. No, Grim, it's not. So you're telling me that everything that happened in the last 2 months didn't actually happen? I'm afraid so. It was all part of the experiment. And you're a doctor? Yes, I am. I have just one last question. Is that okay? Go ahead, I'm here to answer whatever you need to know. Good, then answer this. What's a cannula? A cannula? Yes, if you're a doctor, surely you'll know the answer. This is slightly ridiculous, Grim. Of course I know what a cannula is. Great, I'm all ears. And? Shit. Ha. It's a thin tube inserted into a body cavity, such as the nose, for example. Used to administer medications, provide oxygen, or drain fluids. Why the hell do you even know that? From a college friend, picked up a few things along the way. What a bummer. I came up with a whole thing on how the simulation worked and the purpose of it. All for nothing. Nice to know how you were spending your time. Could you imagine if that were true, though? Knowing everything that occurred over the last months didn't even happen at all? Yeah, that'd be lame. Really incredibly, exceptionally lame. By the way, Sadie's fine. Good, that's really, really good.
Taking off her glasses and coat, Vivian sits down on one of the chairs nearby.
You saved her life, Grim. Probably mine, too. And then you saved mine just the same. Don't you forget it, Buster. I won't. Not ever. What about Pete? The scumbag's behind bars, where he'll hopefully be for a very long time. He's not well, Viv. I kind of feel bad for him, actually. Would you feel the same if he hurt Sadie? He made his own choices and now he'll be dealing with the consequences, just as he should be. Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, Sebastian! Did anything happen with... He's alive and well, also thanks to you. Good. I was worried he might be dead by the time he's found. I can still hardly believe it. With your, quite possibly, last breath, that's what came out of your mouth. I'm sure it's tearing the guy up inside to know he owes you his life. Don't do it for him. I know. Still, the end result was the same. Huh?
Turning towards the sound, you see Sadie and Mia standing by the door, smiling at you, their eyes filled with relief.
You mind a few more guests? I'd love nothing more.
As the two girls approach, Vivian stands up from her seat.
Three's probably a crowd, so I'll make like a bee and buzz off. Thanks, Viv, for everything. Don't mention it. Anyway, I got a lot of work to do. Ain't that right, Mia? Yes, Vivian. I know. A lot of work. How long was I out? About a week and a half or so. What? A week and a half? You were in a coma, Grim. Almost didn't pull through a couple of times. Oh, didn't realize it was that serious. You were stabbed twice with a kitchen knife, Grim. Lucky to even be alive. Right. Damn, kitchen knife can do that much damage? Shit. Gotta remind myself not to get any kitchen knives next to my vital organs. Gotta put that on a note to self. Anyway, enough stabbing talk from me. I'll see you guys later, okay? Sure.
Saying no more, Vivian takes her leave.
So, how are you feeling? Better now that you're here. Now that both of you are. Just in case you were wondering why we're not more emotional. You kept coming in and out of consciousness for a few days now. Crying makes me uncomfortable anyway. Too bad. Still, it does make me feel cared for, so there's that.
Wiping tears from her eyes, Sadie makes an attempt at pulling herself together.
About Pete. Do you have any idea why he did what he did? No matter how hard I try, I can't figure it out. None of us ever did a thing to him.
Knowing exactly the reason, Mia's face slightly turns to one of guilt, as does yours as well.
No, I can't say I do. He's crazy. That's all there is to it, I think. Yeah, maybe it's as simple as that after all. Sometimes it is, Sadie. Or Sade, rather. Sometimes people do things that can't be explained.
After another yawn, Sadie sees your eyes beginning to go heavy.
They're just fucked up in the head. You're tired. No, I'm fine. You can hang around for a little... longer. That was kind of a real one, guys. Come on, we should let him rest. Okay. We'll come back later, okay? Alright, that'd be great.
Kissing you on the cheek. She steps back, a single tear rolling down her face. Finally, the two of them leave. Barely a minute passes before the hospital room's quiet once more. Nothing else heard other than your heart monitor. Exhaustion kicking in, you soon fall asleep. Entirely at peace, knowing that the people you care most about are safe. Which is everything you can possibly ask for. 2 weeks later...
Ugh. Why am I even doing this? Who am I even doing it for? I already know everything I need to, but maybe it's just some form of closure. Some kind of... Grim!
Snapping out of your internal struggle, you look up to see Pete approaching.
There he is, the guy that almost killed both Sadie and me. Wow. It's so good to see you, Grim. Really? Of course, why wouldn't it be? Well, maybe because you stabbed me twice. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. Seems to be a little more important. Well, maybe because you stabbed me? Twice, actually. You know I never wanted it to end like that. No? Well, nobody made you stick the knife in me, Pete. You made that decision all on your own, knowing what would happen. Well, that stuff's all in the past now. Tell me, how's Mia? Seriously? Did you two finally admit to yourselves how you feel about each other? Are you together?
He says this with slight nervousness, but also a healthy dose of giddiness.
Well?
Actually, not really a healthy dose of it. In fact, you found it to be quite frightening. He was invested in your relationship to a point it drove him to commit unspeakable acts.
What do I say? No, we're not, Pete. What? No. That can't be! You guys are soulmates! You're destined for each other! We're not. All the things we did, the ones you saw, it's all in the past now, where it belongs. No! Don't you say that! Don't you fucking dare say that! I'm sorry. Sorry? Sorry? Do you realize what I did for you? What I sacrificed? It can't all be for nothing. It fucking can't. It was. That's the saddest part of the story. Everything you did. All of it. It was for absolutely nothing. Lies. Lies. You're lying to me. I know it.
Standing up, as calm and collected as possible, you say one final thing.
Hope you can find your own reason to live, Pete. I really do. Not for two people you know nothing about. Excuse me. Not for two people who you know nothing about. But for yourself. It's the only reason I need. Mia's happiness is the only reason I need. Goodbye, Pete.
Saying no more, you stand up and leave. Hearing none of the screaming, expletives, and threats he was spitting at you through the glass barrier. And it will be the last memory you have of him. Because neither you nor Mia will ever lay eyes on him again. This chapter in your and everyone else's life is over. For once and for all.
Epilogue.
Over the next year, you strive to do your best at college. studying with as much effort as you could, intent on graduating at the top of your class. It wasn't easy, of course, not by a long shot, but you and Sadie had plans. For those to come to fruition, you had to be the best, which meant attending every class without fail. Studying some more after that, then back to classes the next morning. And just as you did the previous day, you went back to your dorm to study again, day after day after day, until days eventually turned into months. However, that's not to say there wasn't fun to be had along the way either. You did attend the occasional party once in a while, which were fun, sort of. Only because Sadie was there with you. If not for her, they would have been unbearable.
Well, you're really digging this party, huh? Of course, I'm having a great time. Really? Okay, not really. This place blows. Let's just stay a little longer, alright? I mean, these are our friends. We can't always just hang out alone. We can't? Damn.
With a shared smile, the two of you kiss. And kiss again for good measure.
Okay, I need to use the bathroom. You're not leaving me alone, are you? It'll only be a few minutes. I'm sure you can survive on your own for that much. I can't. Some random might come and talk to me. Good. I'll give you a chance to speak to someone other than me tonight. Or it'll give you a chance to speak to someone other than me tonight.
With Sadie walking off to the bathroom, you awkwardly sit there, waiting for her return, until...
Hey there. What's your name? Grim. Nice to meet you. I'm Aaron. Hey. So I saw that little hottie of yours disappear into the bathroom and thought, what the hell? I'll take a shot. Take a shot? Yeah, I think you're kind of cute, so why not? Sorry, don't quite understand what you're talking about. You know I have a girlfriend, yeah? And? She won't be back for a while, so why don't you and I go outside for some fun on our own? Thanks, but no thanks. Come on, she'll never even know. It can be our little secret. Don't really want to keep any secrets from her, Aaron. Thanks, but I'm not interested. Damn. How am I having so much trouble getting someone to fuck me? Ah, it's not fair. What a nice girl.
And that's how it was. You had absolutely no intention of being disloyal to Sadie ever again. Never ever again. As for how everyone else in your circle was doing, the news there was good, just as well. Not long after the deal with Henry was made, business started booming at the bar. Weekdays, nights, weekends. It was all good. Great, actually. Grace was finally starting to make a profit on the place, and no longer had to worry about closing down. Mia was right by her side, helping run things just as she'd wanted to from the beginning. Not only in serving drinks, either. No, she was a partner now, a real one. She got to make real decisions that carried weight. Which gave her some much-needed value she'd been lacking for a long while. However, perhaps the most surprising change came from Vivian. A person who you mostly knew as being remarkably lazy had transformed into the complete opposite. She now cared. Determined to have the bar succeed for as long as it could, doing whatever she could. Giving it her all every day.
How's my girl doing this evening? Hey. Good, how are you? Can't complain, especially now that I'm here with you. Yeah, I'm happy you're here too. I mean it.
Yes, even Laura was sticking around, at least for a while. She decided to take a break from her marriage and explore other options. One of them being to spend more time with Mia and Grace. Maybe even try repairing the splintered relationships. Which, so far, was working out as well as she realistically could have hoped.
Oops, sorry about that, folks. Indigestion.
Even if certain things remained unsaid. Chiefly everything to do with you. That just wasn't something that any of them could discuss. Not yet. What about the guys across the street, you ask? Well, things weren't nearly as acrimonious anymore.
Those cocktails almost ready, Cindy? Yep, coming right up. Mine will be ready in another minute. Great, keep up the good work, guys. I like how he didn't say good work, he just says, keep up the work, guys. It's like a freaking, if you're at a job, it's like, thank you for working. Instead of being praised for your good work. I'm really enjoying this new you, Seb.
That's right. What you just witnessed was true. Sebastian finally stopped being as big of a prick as he used to be. Not completely, of course, but he was making progress.
Well, at least he's trying.
Whether it could be attributed to his near-death experience or something else entirely, it didn't matter.
I don't know. That probably put the fear of God in him.
Either way, everyone around him greatly appreciated it, especially Cindy. With that said, he and Isla did actually split up, decided it was for the best. Not only for the two of them, but also for Cindy. She deserved the peace, which, strangely enough, seemed to work out better than when they were together. Isla kept her role of a maternal figure to Cindy, and even continued working at the bar, which meant that Cindy no longer had to be subjected to tensions at home, full of bitterness and resentment. As for Sebastian, he was given a second chance, not only in life, but also with the people he cared about. Giselle had a big part to play in that, actually.
Let's talk about your father, shall we? My father? Yes, you don't mind, do you? I believe it'll really help me understand you better. Oh, okay, I suppose we can. Good. Tell me, Sebastian. Was he tough on you growing up? He was. I imagine that was quite hard on you.
After enduring two rounds of chemotherapy before finally going into remission, Giselle made a few changes. The main one being that she no longer fraternized with patients. Which was probably a good thing for all parties involved.
I didn't even know that she was going through chemotherapy.
Then we have Emma.
Oh, yes. Emma. So what becomes of Emma?
Who stuck around for a while longer, but eventually moved on.
As she should.
She had her own life to get back to and wasn't going to hang on to Mia's forever. Even if a big part of her wanted to... After all, Mia was the best friend she ever had. So saying goodbye wouldn't be easy, but it was the right thing to do. For everyone. Besides, she'd still visit from time to time. Now that she and Mia had made up, also without any tension or secrets between them, those visits would be far more pleasant. Which both of them would prefer, no doubt.
Yeah, things are starting... Excuse me. Damn. Yeah, things are finally starting to be as they should. All you gotta do, Em, is not fuck it up like you did the first time. Yeah.
Indeed, that's what she fully intended on doing.
Let's hope so. She's not above redemption. Nobody's above redemption. Oh, shit. Grim, wake up! A little longer, Sadie. You're final. It starts in 5 minutes. What? We slept in. You need to go, like, now.
Springing off the bed, you frantically search the floor for your shoes.
What are you waiting for? Go! Where the fuck are my shoes, Sadie? Screw your shoes. There they are.
Quickly putting them on, you race over to the door before stopping, dead in your tracks.
What now? Can I get a good luck kiss real quick? Seriously? Quick, get over here.
Sitting back, you give Sadie a quick peck on the lips.
All right, bye. Knock him dead, babe.
Hearing the door slam shut, the room goes completely silent, as Sadie takes a deep breath, thanking whatever powers woke her up on time.
You got this, Grim. I know you do. Nothing and no one will ever get in our way again. Not ever.
2 years later.
Wow. 2 more years. Ouch. Stupid oil. Oil got you again? No? Oh, wow. He's a man cooking meat on the grill, just like old Al Bundy would have wanted. Really? Why would I lie about such a thing? Probably because you don't want to seem like a pussy. Oh. Pussy, I should bend you over right here for even suggesting such a thing. Maybe you should. It's been a while since we did anything that kinky. Yep, that's what married life does to you. What are you talking about? We did anal just the other... Oh my God, stop, please. Mia, you're here. Hey, awkward. I'm so glad you could finally make it with unnamed character Jim. Me too, Sadie. Great to see you. And this must be... Okay, so it's Noah. Noah! Does he have an arc?
Throwing her arms around him, Sadie hugs Noah equally as tightly as she did Mia.
You must be Sadie. I've got to build it all. No, we're not going to do all that. One and only. Finally found enough time to visit, huh? Took you long enough.
Without missing a beat, Mia embraces you as if no time had passed whatsoever.
Hi, Grim. Hi, Mia.
Pulling away, she takes Noah's hand, bringing him closer.
Mia looks way different now. Noah, this is Grim. Grim, meet Noah.
Looking on with anticipation, Mia feels a tinge of nerves bubbling up, wishing more than anything that the two men she cared for most will get along.
They'll be fine. Pleasure to meet you, Grim. It's a pleasure to meet you too, Noah. A great one. I heard so much, kind of feels as if I already know you. Really? Not too much, I hope. Don't worry, only the bad stuff. Funny.
She was joking, of course. Seeing as how, years ago, an agreement was made to never speak of what had happened to anyone. Ever.
Who wants a drink? Sure, I'll have one. Hey, I'm just gonna say that Sadie, man, she approached her, I guess you could say her mid-20s a lot better than Mia did. Mia does not look as attractive as Sadie does. That's why I'm glad I picked Sadie in the end. I mean, of course, it's not all about attraction. Sadie was generally a good person. She wanted the best for everyone. She was, as we discussed, probably one of the best options you could get as far as, you know, hadn't been with a lot of people. You know, she wasn't one of these girls to just do all the things. And she just really believed in family and tradition. That was her big thing. So, yeah, if you want a wife, that's probably the kind you need to go for. There might still be a few left out there. And maybe when the pendulum swings back as it is doing, we might have a little more of those in the next couple of years. I don't know. But there might not be any of this stuff either. Like, that's a real thing. I posted a video about it. Check it out. Noah? Yeah, why not? You already know I will. Pouring everyone...
a glass of wine. The four of you stand in a circle, preparing to make a toast.
Grim, did you want to go? Actually, if you don't mind, may I? Not at all. Go right ahead. Thanks.
Taking a moment to collect his thoughts, Noah begins speaking with heartfelt sincerity.
I'm not too good at this sort of stuff, but I thought I'd give it a go. Mostly because I'm sweating bullets trying to make a good impression.
He nervously laughs, not exaggerating the fact in the slightest.
You got nothing to worry about. You already did it. Thanks. Anyway, I'd like to thank you two for having me over to your lovely home. It's inspiring to see the life that you guys built. Maybe one that Mia and I can have one day as well.
Turning your eyes to her, you notice Mia's gaze is transfixed on Noah, adoringly.
Good.
And in that moment, any doubt you might have had about this relationship vanishes.
Easy there, Tiger. We haven't been dating that long. Right. Sorry, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud. But you don't want to be like your aunt. The last thing I want to do is scare you off. Don't worry, that's not something I see happening so easily.
With Mia putting an arm around him, Noah smiles back with the very same adoration she did to him.
Noah's got a hell of a lot of work to do. Because Mia, she got around. Like, she got around. She did. She was a stripper. You know, the obviously the stepbro thing. There's a lot of stuff she did. She's got a lot of skeletons. And he's got to get in there and clean them out. Now, some men won't do that, and I completely understand their reasoning. It's like, that's not my fucking closet. I'm not going through it and getting rid of all the skeletons. But some men, they're going to fucking put on a suit of armor, and they're going to fight all the damn skeletons that they can. And that's something that you just don't find that often. And again, the woman has to really be worth it. Like, it has to be somebody you really value. And I'm not just talking about looks. It has to be someone that's like, hey, I wanna have a life with this person. So I'm willing to frickin' destroy any skeletons or behemoths or whatever the hell she's got in there so that we can be happy. Or at least as happy as we can be, right? Because you know how happiness is fleeting. You can't just live a relationship based on happiness. Because, yeah, you ebb and you flow all the time. You got good times and bad times. And you got very fucking bad times. And you got very fucking good times. So, it's just part of life. It's a roller coaster.
Further reinforcing the possibility that maybe this one would work out for her.
Hopefully it does. She needs to settle down a little bit. Aw, you guys are so cute. Yeah, I agree. Still not as cute as us, right? That would be impossible, of course. Thought so. Then, to the four of us. That's it. Okay, to the four of us it is. Cheers!
A little while later.
Sip. It really is a beautiful home you have here. Better be. Cost us an arm and a leg. They're not kidding. Of course, they bought a home in this economy. Well, however much it was, it's worth it. Grim studied his ass off for the money to do that. What's sad is, this is truly fantasy, because I know people that have studied their ass off, and they've got degrees and things, and they still can't find a proper job. Most of the people I know that are making good money and that do have nice things, they did it years ago, many years ago, before the job market got wild and before all the Indeed stuff where you're doing 40, 50 jobs at one time, hundreds of jobs at one time. Yeah, this was back in the day. So, I know those people. They're doing very well for themselves, and I'm very glad that they are. They worked hard for it. They deserve it. But, not everybody's going to have that chance anymore. So again, this is truly fantasy, unless it happened maybe a couple of years ago. Yeah, I'd say about a good decade ago, to be fair. Unfortunately, that's your little black pill, red pill, whatever you want to call it, on the housing situation there. Anyway, thanks, Mia. I also think so. This was a good day, don't you think? It's going to be the last time you guys see her like that. Yeah, really good. So, what do you think? About what? You know what? Noah. Do you like him? He seems nice. Obviously, I don't know much about him, though. Well, you've got plenty of time to learn. Take it slow. Find things that you guys enjoy and do them together. It's not hard, and it can be fun. It can be exciting. I don't know why people don't do this. Hey, you like to do the thing, and I like to do the thing, and it's not sex, but it's fun. Let's do the thing. And then you're like, oh wow, I can't believe how much I'm enjoying the thing with the person that also enjoys the thing. And then you're saying, I would like to do more things that I enjoy with this person that likes the things I enjoy. People do that, and it's how relationships stay together, by doing fun things with your partner and treating them, you know, decently. I'm not saying it's always going to work out, and sometimes you get gray divorces and things like that. It really happens. But, you know, for the most part, you try to make the best of it. Because you don't have a long life. Nobody's guaranteed. So, You gotta do the best you can with it. The more important question is, how do you feel about it?
Considering the question, careful to only say what she truly feels, Mia takes a moment of pause.
I like him a lot. Like, huh? So, not love? She's not there yet. She's got a lot of skeletons. Remember, there's a graveyard in there. Yes, like, it's still too early for that other word. But maybe eventually. Gotta give her time. And I do mean time. You know, when the clock starts a-ticking, and she's like, okay, Noah, we're gonna have these babies, or somebody else is gonna have these babies, but I'm having these babies. So, yeah. Is he at least better than Oliver? God, is that even a serious question? He's miles better. Good, that's all I wanted to know. That he's good to you. He is, honestly. He seems like a good guy. He gives a shit. He's working hard to placate a very... Well, she's a little bit broken. Chipped, I guess you could say. She's a handful. Well, I guess more than chipped. I'd say she's pieces. My God, considering her past, I think I'm being a little bit too lenient on her. She's like a stained glass window that you smashed into. That's how difficult it's going to be to put that girl back together. He's got a lot of work. Well, I hope he's got some super glue. He's going to need it. Well, you deserve it. So, tonight's the night, huh? Sure is.
Nervous?
Honestly, no. Not really. No? Damn. Must really be confident, then. Nothing to do with confidence, Mia. It just feels right. Well, good luck, anyway. Not that you'll need it, but still, thanks.
Both taking a sip from your glasses, you and Mia gaze up to the sky, watching as the sun slowly sets. Knowing that, yes, it does feel right. As right as any other decision you ever made in your life. And it fills you with excitement. Excitement for the future that lies ahead.
Such a great day today, don't you think? Grim? Great day, right? Oh, yeah, totally, really great. How about that Noah? Quite the hottie Mia bagged. Are you trying to make me jealous, Sade? Never. You know I only have eyes for you.
Taking off her top, she whips it across the room. Her perfect breasts now laid out bare, right in front of you.
Is this going where I think it is? Get undressed fast enough and it just might. Fast enough, you mean, like this?
Jumping off the bed, you strip down to nothing in an instant. Naturally, she does the same.
Even after all this time, you still act like we're doing it for the first time. How could I not when this is who I have in front of me? The compliments, too, they just keep on coming.
Sitting down on the edge of the bed, Sadie plops into your lap, her smile bright with content.
So, what now? Don't know. Do you still want to bend me over and give me a spank? Is that what you want me to do? Not bothered either way. Just as long as I have you, it's all that really matters.
She sits in your lap, holding herself by your neck. You look into each other's eyes in silence. A soft smile appears on her face as her eyes start sending you signals. The look of lust becomes obvious and your cock immediately reacts. Hardening in an instant, it pushes against Sadie.
My, what do we have here? Where did he come from? Your fault. You gave me the look. Can't even look without you becoming hard? What can I say? We both love you very much. Just can't get enough of you, even after all these years? Forever, if you ask me. Well, can't leave him hanging then, can I? You can
without
do what-
Without letting you finish, she slams her lips against yours, instantly pushing down her tongue into you.
Well, that was easy. Mm-hmm.
Her hips start swirling up and down, rubbing your cock against herself. Sliding her lips across the bottom of your shaft, you feel her juices slowly build up.
She's already getting so wet.
Saying nothing, Sadie bites down on your lip, pulling it back, while a hand slides towards your cock, firmly grabbing the shaft.
Mmm.
Releasing your lip, Sadie's look turns devious as she rubs against you.
You're in the mood. Wouldn't be if I didn't have such a handsome man in my arms. Not to mention so well endowed. Just hoping you'll make some better use of him, before I get blue balls from all this teasing. Don't worry.
Sadie pushes you down and holds your arms spread wide on the bed.
You'll get your treat soon enough. Now be a good boyfriend and stay still. Okay.
Slowly crawling over, Sadie places your head between those beautiful legs, moving her pussy right in front of your face.
Well, don't mind
Slowly
me.
Slowly lifting yourself up, you reach her with ease and immediately get to work.
That's it. I could really use a pillow. My neck's already
Putting
in pain.
Putting your hands around her thighs, you latch on for support while keeping your head in place.
But... Oh, that's better.
Sliding your tongue sideways, Sadie swings her hips back and forth while using your head to pleasure herself. You can feel her lacking in movement as one of her hands finds herself on you, searching for your cock. Grazing your tip on accident, Sadie finally finds her goal, grabbing instantly.
Oh, shit!
Sadie continues moving while also trying to synchronize her body with her hand. It doesn't take long before she finds a rhythm and starts expertly riding you.
You're so hard! Like I'm holding on to a steel pole!
Squeezing her tighter, you stop Sadie's hips from moving as you devour her pussy, making her hand move even faster.
She's getting so damn wet! I'll fucking drown in her juices!
Sadie rapidly jerks you off as you cling for air while still trying to satisfy her.
Fuck! I can't breathe! No worries.
Lifting herself up, Sadie crawls back to the edge.
Well, where do you think you're going? Don't think for a second I can't keep on going. I know you can, but I just want you in my mouth so bad. But who am I to stop you? Oh, hell yeah.
Coyly, Sadie grabs your cock, instantly sliding you into her mouth.
Oh, yes.
Her hand glides down your shaft, using it only to keep you in place, while she devours your length inch by inch.
That's it. That's a good girl.
Ultimately pushing your whole cock down, Sadie holds her position steady, while she chokes on your cock, enveloping you in more of her saliva.
Muffled gag.
Reaching her limit, your girlfriend's head moves in, and she immediately starts sucking you off. Mesmerized, you lift yourself up, enjoying quite a better view.
I don't know, it's like the giant hamburger meat or the large sausages. I don't know, man. It's just... Ugh. You're so beautiful. Thanks. Gag. Fuck, just keep it up.
Hungrily swinging her head, Sadie envelops almost all of your cock with each swing. She keeps you firmly in place while her lips trace your length.
Oh god, I could already come just from this.
The
years of practice.
Sadie moves away, releasing you from her mouth.
I'm sorry. Just gotta put it inside me.
Holding onto your legs, she gets up and turns around. Moving her ass back, Sadie places your cock right in front of her wet pussy. Your saliva-covered shaft glides across her lips as she keeps teasing you.
Damn, this is so good. I gotta slide him in now. Finally, thought she was gonna keep on edging me like this forever.
Lifting up her ass, Sadie manages to catch your tip. And slides herself down onto your throbbing shaft. Holding onto your thighs, Sadie pushes herself up and down, riding your large cock faster and faster.
Oh shit! God, she's so tight in this pose! Yes!
Sadie's body trembles as her walls quickly grow tighter.
Sorry, we don't have the voice actress to do this. It's just me.
Barely giving you any space to move through. Her body moves steadily, careful not to let you slip out.
Shh! Shit! Say, you're really squeezing the life out of me. Don't you like it? Oh, I love it, but... God damn, the pressure. You gonna come? No, I hope not. You're a terrible liar. Still, I don't want you spent just yet, okay?
Moving away, Sadie turns back around. And jumps into your lap.
Whoa! Hey there.
With a grin, she quickly finds your cock and shoves you back inside.
That's more like it. Think I'm safe for now.
However, Sadie has other plans, and gaining momentum, she starts plowing herself with your dick.
Breathe, man. I can't nut before her. Excuse me. Shit, let's try that going again. Breathe, man. I can't nut before her. Even if it does seem insatiable today. Still, it's nothing I can't handle. Get in there, soldier. Fuck! Then she says, fuck me, Grim.
Sadie pushes you onto her chest, placing your face between her perfectly soft tits. Unable to contain yourself, you immediately latch onto a nipple, biting down gently.
Ah.
Managing to slow her down, you enjoy yourself as Sadie gently grinds on top of you, firmly holding your cock deep inside, as her body practically twitches in excitement. Each stroke, you feel your tip banging against her inner walls, your shaft fully filling her pussy up.
Yes! Oh, I mean, you guys can kind of imagine it. Come on, now.
Your girlfriend gets tighter with each thrust, giving you hope she'll soon reach her end. Yet again, she has other plans. Quickly, she jumps up, making your cock slam onto you.
What in the... I thought you were close. I was, that's why I stopped. Are you edging yourself? Maybe. Why, you little...
Standing up, you grab Sadie by the hips. And push your girl back onto the bed.
That's what I get for letting you have control. Just having some fun while the fun's over. Boo-hoo! Evil boyfriend just wants me to come. Doesn't let me have any fun.
Swinging her ass left and right, Sadie taunts.
You're playing with fire, Missy. Oh, they're not even married yet. 2 years? Ain't no marriage? No, it's been like 4 years. Well, okay, they were in college the first couple years, and now they've been a couple for... Well, you know what I mean. Like, they've been a... I don't know what her job is, but, I mean, whatever his job is, it brings in the bacon. But they've been together for 2 years outside of college. You figure they would be married by now. It's just really weird that they waited so long. You're playing with fire, Missy. If I come first, what would you think of me? Can't just leave you hanging like that, you know. There's always other ways you could make me finish in case you finish early. And what would people think of me then? Simply can't stain my reputation like that. I get it. Wouldn't want anyone thinking your soldier is slacking, right? Exactly. Now. Oh man, they said soldier. I'm thinking of that scene in Starless again. My old soldiers! Was I that naughty? Believe me, I'm taking it easy on you. Well.
Sadie lifts her ass up, just enough until she touches your cock.
Lift your ass up! Maybe I want you to go hard on me. Hard? How hard you want? We gonna go gangsta hard? I'm gonna show you how rough it is in these streets. Can't have you waiting then, can I?
Holding your cock steady, you push forward, sliding yourself into Sadie's pussy completely.
Oh, yes, fuck me. Damn, you're really in the mood. How could I not be? When I have such a nice cock to work with.
Knees sliding on the side, Sadie spreads her legs, providing more room for your girth.
Gotta provide room for that girth.
Determined. You hold her steady, making sure you don't push too much as you start building up speed.
Oh, yeah. She's happy. She's very happy. Just keep it up and you'll make me come right away.
Taking her word for it.
Ooh, good lord. He's pounding the hell out of her.
Pushing your entire length through.
Yep, she's... What do they call that? She's getting her back blown out right there, folks. Boom! She's gonna feel that tomorrow. And the next day.
You can feel Sadie's pussy tightening as her lips grip firmly around your member.
God, this is so good.
Sadie's legs start shivering, showing you she's already close.
Better give the old man a high five at that point.
However, you decide to play her game this time and stop in your tracks.
Now you're mine.
Pulling out, you quickly go in with a few fingers, slamming them inside immediately.
Oh, good God!
Without hesitation, you thrust vigorously, making her juices gush out.
Oh, good God! I'll make you come, even if it's the last thing I do.
Slamming into her tight pussy, you feel her getting closer and closer. Instinctively, Sadie lifts up her ass, giving you more room to move and getting herself into a better position.
Ah, Grim!
Still ramming hard, you battle against the immense pressure building up inside your girlfriend.
Oh man, she's gonna burst.
Despite your hand slowly cramping, it doesn't stop you because you're determined to reach her edge.
I'm... Uh-oh.
With one final push, you lock your hand in place.
It's gonna be like a fire hydrant burst.
Twitching your hand rapidly, providing a sense of vibration in Sadie's pussy.
Yes!
As she violently pushes out, you quickly place the hand back against her pussy, rubbing her clit through her climax.
Yes! Holy fuck, yes! Everybody heard that.
Your body twitches, overwhelmed with pleasure, giving you a chance to catch some breath.
The lights turned on in the house next door after that one. What are they doing, Harold? Oh, you know how they are, just young kids. And how was that? Hope you enjoyed yourself. I can only hope.
As you gently lower her almost limp body to the side, Sadie rests onto her hip, still recuperating.
That was so good. Now it's my turn. Wait a second, I need...
Not letting her continue, you quickly place yourself back inside her sensitive pussy.
Oh, shit!
Sadie's eyes roll back as the pleasure completely overwhelms. With her body absolutely yours, you ram as hard as you can.
Yes, God! Is it too much? Fuck no, keep going!
As sensitive as she might currently be, the ecstasy is stronger.
Perfect.
Using her pussy as a fleshlight, you continue thrusting fast, making her body slowly contort in the process. And quite soon...
Fuck! I'm close! Don't stop! Do it inside if you have to, just... Don't you fucking stop! Oh, I fucking won't.
Holding onto the bed, you push Sadie towards yourself with each thrust.
Okay, so this is gonna be how the kids were made, for sure.
Impaling her with every ounce of remaining strength.
Ah, I'm gonna come too!
Sadie's walls tighten like before, firmly holding you inside. Her pussy cramps up and starts throbbing as she reaches her second climax.
That's it!
You thrust as much as you can, limited by the extreme pressure inside around your shaft. Unable to finish the sentence, your cock starts twitching as you reach the end, erupting directly into Sadie's tight pussy.
Grim!
Moans of pleasure filling the spacious bedroom around. Same bedroom that you and Sadie made your own and planned to stay there forever.
You okay? Yeah, as good as I could ever be.
However, there was just one thing you had left to do.
Yeah, it's a nice night. Don't you just love the sound of it? As if all the insects suddenly come alive at once. Of course, that's one of the reasons we picked the place, remember? You said even though it's far out, the sounds make it feel less lonely. Like they're doing it specifically for us. Sounds ridiculous when I hear it now. It's not ridiculous whatsoever. It sounds sweet. Exactly like you. What? You're looking for a round two, aren't you? No, Sadie, I'm not. Can't be quite sure when it comes to you. Trust me, I got other things on my mind at the moment. Such as? Well?
Taking a few steps back.
Here we go.
You get down onto one knee.
Well, what? Turn around and find out.
Utterly confused, she does as you suggest, and sees it.
Will you marry me, Sadie?
In total shock, she stares down at you with a ring in your hands.
Oh my God! So is that a yes or a no? Do you really even have to ask? Just to be sure, yeah. It's... Yes, yes, I'll marry you!
Standing to your feet, you almost fall over as Sadie jumps onto you, tears streaming down her beautiful face. Ecstatic that you made this, without a shadow of a doubt, the single happiest day of her life. As she did for you just as well. The happiest. However, with her by your side, every day to follow will be even happier than the one before, that you are sure of. With your whole being, you look forward to it immensely. You're Sadie, the love of your life.
There we go.
Finally, our story came to an end. What a wild ride this was, right? We would like to thank you for playing our game. It is thanks to you that we were able to create, and will keep creating stories you enjoy. From all of us at the Incident Games team, thank you. Also, you now unlocked the gallery, which you can find in the main menu.
That's it, guys. That's all. That's the end of Returning to Mia. We didn't get to see the wedding or anything else, but basically what we are going to see is the characters in returning roles, because Incedon has a universe and they've already made several more games than we can actually play. So I suggest you pick those games up, like Lustbound, and there's a couple more that they're working on. So just check them all out. I think there's like an island where all the characters get together from all the different games, including the Jennifer one, which I didn't like because it was NTR, and I don't really dig NTR that much. And that's the whole point of the game. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time with... What do you think? What do you think we should do? I'm thinking we're going to do a little bit more of the Lust Academy series. And, well, we'll go back to that kind of thing, because I think you guys really like that one. I don't know. We'll see, because there's Race of Life, and there's so many other games. I bought Bright Lord. I bought the one where it's like, if you ever seen that movie Bedazzled, where the woman's like the devil or whatever, and she offers all kinds of different things. There's one like that, too, that I bought. So we'll check that out at some point as well. There's so many of these, but we're done with Returning to Mia. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I did. This is probably one of my favorite AVNs because, you know, the options were real. Like, if you fucked over somebody, you actually got held accountable for it. And you had to actually make the right decisions to have a good life with Sadie. So, all right, guys. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with Lust Academy, Season 2. Coming back at ya. I should still have my save and everything should be fine. I'm out. Later.